Representing our rural interest, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, the first session of the 111th Tennessee General Assembly is quickly coming to a close, and it's been another hectic pace as lawmakers consider hundreds of pieces of legislation to enact. One of those was successful, now awaiting action by Governor Bill Lee, is the slow-moving vehicle exemption for farm vehicles carried in the House by new member Clay Doggett of Pulaski.
One of the things we wanted to protect our farmers and make sure that they're able to use discretion when finding safe areas to pull off to the roadway to allow traffic that's accumulating behind them to pass. And over the past few years, we've seen an increase in citations from law enforcement to our farmers, which has a big effect on our community.
Representative Doggett says farmers are traveling longer distances to get to their fields with larger pieces of equipment, and he feels they are looking to pull over when it was safe to do so, and this law would protect them better. And he will continue to look for other ways to help his farmers.
I'm blessed to live in a wonderful community. Our farmers have especially the Farm Bureau members have reached out to me numerous times to let me know whether it's in the grocery store, at a gas station. They always come up to me and thank me and encourage me to continue looking for legislation that's going to help protect our farmers.
Well, another new lawmaker in the 111th General Assembly is Representative Chris Todd of Madison County. He has served as vice chairman of the House Ag and Natural Resources Committee, and while he represents many urban constituents, he's quick to be mindful that he's looking out for his farmers as well in his district and statewide.
So it's very, very important that we hear from farmers and folks in the ag industry so that we can be best educated when there are bills before us.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.